We're very happy to have Dr. Elena Bodnar joining us here tonight. And Dr. Bodnar is the currently she's the founder and president of the Trauma Risk Management Research Institute in Chicago. She's a internationally recognized scientist, over 20 years of experience in clinical research and development. She's managed the Electrical Trauma Research Program at the University of Chicago and collaborated with the World Health Organization and the International Atomic Energy Agency on projects related to the Chernobyl nuclear accident. Dr. Bodnar, welcome to the Roadhouse.
Hello.
It's nice to have you on the air.
And also, I'm very happy to be with you.
Oh, that's great. Every year now, I think for the last 20-odd years, the Annals of Improbable Research, and that's a Harvard organization that we've had on the show here, have gathered together to honor achievements that first make people laugh and then they make them think. And that, of course, is the Ig Nobel Awards. In 2009, you were one of the recipients of an Ig Nobel Award. Can you tell us what that was for?
Yes, I was awarded the Ig Nobel Prize for Public Health for inventing the emergency bra, which is an item of lingerie that, in case of emergency, can be quickly transformed into a protective respiratory face mask. And, of course, this can be done without removing any clothes. And as you said, that this nomination counts for scientific achievement that makes people first laugh and then think. And that's why I can say that my invention relates to that very much. Almost everyone who hears about it first laughs and then appreciates the underlying idea that which is an effective personal protective device needs to be simple, economical, and always readily available.
You know, that you went right where I was going to go with that. And that, of course, is when you first mentioned this to somebody, I mean, do they take you seriously? Everybody start to giggle?
It's a normal reaction. Immediate reaction would be a smile on the face. But as soon as someone learns about the idea deeper and everyone can appreciate and agree with me that no matter of effectiveness of any protective device, if it happened not to be available at the moment when you really need it in case of emergency, effectiveness is almost zero.
Now, where did, you know, an emergency bra, it's kind of something that, first of all, the first thought that anybody would have is how do emergency and bra go together? I mean, what could that possibly be that's an emergency? Where did you get an idea of using a bra, you know, as a protective device? Where did that come from for you?
Well, the idea came to me after Chernobyl nuclear accident in Ukraine. I was a young doctor back then. At the time, I was treating children relocated from contaminated zone. And I knew that radioactive iodine 131 aerosol released from the damaged reactor was a major contributor to the internal radiation dose of the affected population. And my experience led me to the question why simple protective masks were not available to the general public in Ukraine. And I also should mention that I was a young mother back then. I had 1-year-old son. So I was concerned, and I thought that readily available means to protect our children needed to be available.
Now, an accident at the scope of the one in Chernobyl is something that I'm sure most every one of our listeners out there has never experienced. Of course, now we had that a major catastrophe in Japan as well. But what was that like to go through an experience like Chernobyl?
Well, it is experience that very important in making lessons to be learned. And individual preparedness is one of the lessons for us to remember. There are a lot going on the level of government preparedness for any kind of disasters. And in situation like Japan, there everyone knows that there are a lot of preparedness being done before and measures how to handle emergency situation. But the matter of fact is that if people not prepare on individual level, you can find yourself in situation when protection measures not available. And in relation to radiation protection, it is important. The main principle is a well-known ALARA principle, which is as low as reasonably achievable, which means everything possible needs to be done to decrease amount of inhalation of harmful particles. If by doing this, you decrease chance of getting severe health consequences. And situation in Japan actually proved that having protective masks available on the level of being always ready to be used, very important. It also brought a proven to me importance of not only having mask available, but also the way to be aware about radiation, potential radiation existing in environmental around us. And that leads me to a new improvement with my emergency bra. I don't know if you are aware, but we now already have on the market new model, which we call radiation bra. And this brassiere has additional function of censoring radiological particles in the environment around. So that would inform the wearer when it's a proper time to protect yourself, and that would lead the woman to remove her mask and put it in use.
Now, we should tell everybody that these emergency bras are available to buy off of a website that you developed.
Yes, so. Yes, ebbra.com, eb like emergency bra, ebbra.com.
Now, how is that going? I mean, are people coming to the website? How do they find out? And are you getting people to buy the emergency bra?
Yes, thousands were sold in the United States, but our major buyers are European countries, a lot of people from Japan buying, but many other countries also buying the brassieres. And I think people who already found themselves at least once in a situation when you thought that that would be the moment when you will wear it, and you did not, if you happen not to have mask available to you, these people would always appreciate it and buy the product like that to wear. But a lot of people buying it now from another position. See, the emergency bra is an effective, economical, and always readily available personal protective device. But first and foremost, it is a beautiful piece of lingerie. And I think it's important. So if women will have chance to buy a bra that happened to be exactly same design, proper size, color, and for the same price that she usually buys bra, why not to buy a bra with additional function, which would make you be able to use it as a face mask in case of emergency?
You know, most people have not been through an experience like you have. And, I mean, how do you get people to take this seriously when they first hear about emergency bra?
A lot of people were not in situation like Chernobyl. And that. And you're right, because a lot of people think that risk of traumatic event is, like, low. People would say, why do we need this mask if a chance of another Chernobyl or 911 is low? But I think it's important to understand that risk of traumatic event is never low, because no matter what is the risk? Risk is the probability of this event times consequences. So no matter how low probability of this event is, considering how dramatic consequences, risk is always high. It needs to be managed. And individual preparedness is one of the tools how to manage it. People should understand that there are going to be situations when it can be helpful. I myself, even I built my first prototype back in the 80s while in Ukraine, when I already was in the United States in 2001, I was shocked to see the photographs of victims of 9/11 tragedy in New York holding pieces of clothes over their faces while running away from disaster. And I know that evacuation from similar emergencies would be easier if individuals would have readily available masks, because they can protect their airways, and most important, they can free their hands, which is important while you're running. So that actually was the point when I decided to proceed with commercialization of my emergency bra. And I think this is important chance for me to deliver this message to the public. My nomination by Ig Nobel Prize in Public Health gave me this opportunity to deliver this message to the general public in a humorous way, too. I admit that disaster preparedness is not the most entrailing discussion topic, you're right, but it is also obvious why my invention, well, suited for Ig Nobel Prize, because it's an important subject, and it made me able to deliver that in a unique way so that people understand and people talk about that. And even if one person one day, by wearing the emergency bra, would say that it saved my life, I think that this is very important.
We're speaking with Dr. Elena Bodnar, and she is the president of the Trauma Risk Management Research Institute in Chicago. We're speaking to her primarily about her winning entry in the Ig Nobel Awards in 2009, the emergency bra. How maybe we ought to talk just a little bit about, you know, how does this function? Is there something in particular about the way these are constructed so they actually do filter out these harmful particles? And how do you know that these things are in the air?
Well, the emergency bra provide a person with a critical time window to escape from fires, explosions, natural disaster, biological, radiological, terrorist attacks, including dirty bombs, as well as protecting against inhalation of harmful airborne particles. It also can decrease the chances of panic attack in large crowds by providing individuals with a sense of security. How it functions in besides of the emergency bra is constructed and built like any brassiere that woman would wear. It does not, the additional safety function does not interfere with its aesthetic, with its functionality, of course, to support breasts, it's the first function of any brassiere. So it does not interfere with this function. It just adds additional function. How does it work and why brassiere? Because cups of bra already shaped in the form of a mask and provides this ability, if tightly fixed around face, it can make it possible for contaminated air not bypass filter, which is hidden in between layers of bra cup. And there are several other things that make it different. For example, it has a flex material on the top rim of bra cup, which allows to tight the area around human nose. That's the most weak area where contaminated air can bypass. I should say that there are certain means how the bra can be quickly divided in two equal parts, and we can use bra shoulder strap, which is already built out of elastic, that can provide with around head very tight fixation. As I mentioned, there is a radiation sensor incorporated in the body of the bra, and that's why radiation bra not only provides with a two-faced mask to protect the wearer and someone else next to the wearer who happened to be in this emergency situation, it also provides with a sensor that can confirm that this radiation is in environment and their mask needs to be used at this moment.
Now, of course, as a male, I'm not going to have a bra when these emergencies
exactly
happen.
That's why one of the reasons why I choose brassiere for such a device, because it's not only provide with the face mask for a wearer, but also for a potentially a gentleman or a child or someone else next to the woman who wears.
Okay, so there you can split it and you can hand it off to somebody else, and
right.
They would have some protection as well. And you mentioned there's a little sensor so they can tell that there is radiation and just
yes.
What degree it is. Is that?
Yes. First, it has an opening that can quickly show if actually the level is if level is higher, that you can notice that that's a time for you to wear it. But also, it has ability for certain measurements. For that, you have to remove sensor and look more close. But in general, it's designed just to notify about radiation danger.
Now, you mentioned radiation.
And of course, I'm sorry, it's not the only... we are working on developing different models, and the technology... in development of different alarms and sensors and other ways notification for wearer about dangerous environment, we are planning on several new models coming soon, and you will hear about it.
So they're going to protect against additional risks out there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, how are you getting the, I mean, you've got a website and you appeared on the Ig Nobel Awards and, of course, won an award. You're doing this interview, but are there other marketing places that you're going to get the information out and kind of get beyond the giggling stage for most people?
Well, for a medical scientist with no business experience,
sure.
This was a challenge for me to develop this product up to the level that it was ready for to be on the market. And now I'm working hard to promote it. I never planned to become a business lady. That's something new for me. But thanks to Ig Nobel nomination, because of this media exposure, huge media exposure, and great feedback that I got from people, I realized that actually there are people who want that to be available to them. And that made me reprioritize my things and start working on that. And so far, from all analysis from market so far, makes us very optimistic, and we are going to keep course working on that, develop new models. And I hope one day, and that's my goal, that... that one day many kind of brands will be available to women. And I that's what my goal is. I want women to go to a particular place to buy bras that they like. We are very picky about our lingerie. So I want it to be available in any design, because there is no reason for that not to be. Any kind of bra, any design, any size, any color can be, with no additional cost, make in such a way that it would be convertible in face mask.
My co-host here, Mr. Bob Carter, has a question for you, Dr. Bodner.
Yeah, and actually, a couple of questions. I thought, as you were talking about the exposure that you're getting, I thought that was an interesting word to use talking about brassieres. But you mentioned that obviously with the brassiere, you have a woman that's buying this that is concerned to get the right size.
Not only women, men too, buying for their women. That's in their interest, you know, to make sure that ladies around them wear them.
Well, and obviously they want to make sure it's the right size. But do you need to, as far as the face mask part of it, do you need to worry about the right size, or does one size fit all?
Well, this is a very common question, and I'm glad you asked that, because it's important for people to understand that... efficiency of any respiratory mask depends on how precise, how tight mask is sitting around your face. Otherwise, if contaminated air can bypass the filter, then efficiency dramatically decreases. So tight fixation around face is important. But why any size of bra cup can work perfectly fine?
I see.
Because it's a round shape. And as long as you have... the way how tightly fixed around head, which we do with elastic body bra and shoulder straps, And also, the only weak area, and I explained that, around the nose, and we insert in our bra cup flex material, which can help us to shape it around our nose area. So imagine that as long as bra cup covers the area from nose to mouth, that will work fine. So it could be small or big, doesn't matter, except when it's a bigger size cup.
Sure.
You will use only upper part of it, and most parts of a cup will be below your face.
I'm imagining it right now.
Dr. Bodnar, maybe we can repeat again where people can find your website easily. I imagine just Google emergency bra, but maybe you have a more precise address.
It is www.ebbra.com.
Great. Dr. Bodnar, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight, and good luck with I don't know if I should call it your invention, but your development of a protective gear. And
thank you.
And I hope it goes well for you. And thank you again so much for joining
us. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me tonight.
You bet.